Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
You know, in every radio studio I've ever been in across the country, and I've been in a bunch of them, there's a sign on the door, and it says, no food or drink in studio. And it's interesting to me, because in every garbage can I've ever seen, in every one of those radio studios I've ever been in, there's always little ho-ho wrappers and Dorito wrappers and empty bottles of water and Coca-Cola cans. Shanto, make your mic live. You said yep in my ear. Say yep in America's ear.
That is true. I can confirm that.
That's true, and I took funny pictures of me and you holding up water bottles with the no food or drink sign there in the Dallas Network studios last time I was in Dallas with you, didn't we not?
Matter of fact, yes, we did, and I had three tacos here about 15 minutes ago.
Well, here's my point. Hold on a second. Let me get a drink here in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster MonsterCast studios. Hold on. Now, I say that for a reason, because signs are worthless. As worthless as that no guns allowed sign. That's the point that I'm trying to make. If signs mattered, we would put a sign up on the entrance to every city and every artery that comes into that city that said, no murder allowed, no crime allowed. This is a crime-free city, and there would be no murder, there would be no crime. But we all know that's hilarious, particularly in the gun-controlled cities of Chicago. So that's why I say no food or drink in studio. It's tongue-in-cheek to let you know that signs are worthless, and they will always be worthless. Here's a little update. AWR Hawkins and I have been communicating during the break at the top of this hour. Let's just say kids, sports, and x-rays, okay? Some things need to be taken care of that are more important than the program right now. And I just told AWR, family comes first. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring Johnny Rowland back in. But we're going to do something really fun with Johnny. We're going to continue the discussion with him because we didn't have enough time in the first hour. We never do. And then in the second half, he and I together are going to start covering Breitbart News, AWR Hawkins, award-winning journalist's pieces for him, and get commentary from the myth, the legend, the man, Johnny Rowland himself. Johnny Rowland, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. Thanks for staying with me.
Oh, listen, it's a pleasure, Mark. Heck, we do what we can. And this is just something I appreciate the opportunity of being here, because you do have a great audience and people that are interested in what we are doing. And as many people as can, we need to let know about what we're up to, because we're trying to make a difference for the future of our country and ourselves as gun owners in the United States of America. And we better, there's never a better time than now to stand up for our rights and to tell the truth and to be counted. And it is critical for the survival of our country, sir.
You better believe it is. Since you mentioned that, let me get your opinion on this, because you've been around, you know these things. And I know you feel this. I don't have to sit and look at you. I know this through osmosis of like minds. I know how you're thinking here, because I know what you're talking about, and I want to get your opinion on this, because like you probably feel a great sense of unease as we go into the midterms. Now, the media is telling us, it's a blue wave. Let me tell you, no, it's not. I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm sticking to my guns, House is going to pick up 4 to 5 Republican seats, Senate's going to pick up 3 to 4 Republican seats, and that whole blue wave, you're going to have the same bootlicking that was going on after Hillary Clinton. Or let me remind you, 10 days before the election, the New York Times in 2016 had a 92% chance to 8% chance that she was going to be elected. So don't pay attention to this garbage that you're seeing in the polls. It's just the media telling you what they want. That's just me. Now, where I want to get your opinion is, those people who hate us, those socialists who are now openly running as socialists that want to destroy this country and tear down its culture that we've grown up with and that I want to give to my children, who hate Donald Trump and what he stands for because, God forbid, somebody disagree with them and their ideology, they're going to go nuts after the midterms, because guess what's going to happen after the midterms? Donald Trump is still going to be president.
Yep.
And those next 2 years, I think, Johnny, are going to be very, very scary in America. Are you feeling that same sense of unease?
Well, and one, I sure like the way you put that, ideology from the other side. And literally, that's what they have, because there's nothing rational about the you know, we have a perfect record of communism, of socialism, destroying countries every time it's ever been tried. 100%, 100% destroys the economy, destroys the futures of the livelihoods of people. 100%. You know, communist China has adopted capitalistic qualities, and look how successful they've been. Trump has not been able to take the chains off. He's just loosened them, and look at the progress we've made here in this country just since he's been in. And he hasn't, like I said, he's only loosened. Free enterprise is such an incredible system. And these people, Adolf Hitler said, if you tell a lie long enough, loud enough, a big enough lie, people will believe it. And unfortunately, we have, thanks to the educational system essentially being so so poisoned in so many areas in our country, look, we have a snowflake generation that can't even blow their own nose. And these people are threatening enough. They put their little mask on. They got, you know, and they don't take baths, and that's supposed to scare us. You know, it's us with the guns. It's us with the common sense. I tell you what, very important, Mark, what you said, very important. We'll only lose if we let ourselves lose. Yeah, go ahead.
No, let me stop you there. I got to stop you right there for just a second, then I'll let you continue, because David Codrey, a very good friend of mine, prolific writer and thinker. He's just a great intellect, David Codrey is. David reminded us on this program a number of weeks ago, Johnny, based on what you just said, it was what reminded me of. Let me take it a step further and take it right to our firearms. He said on this program, he said, Mark, he says, we can't have gun confiscation in America. It's impossible. We have a Second Amendment right to own and keep and bear arms in America. There can be no confiscation in America. We can only willfully hand them over.
Yep.
And that's what you just said. That's what you just said. So we, in that same sense, what they're trying to do is end run around the Constitution, Johnny, as you know, using the courts to do it, using ballot measures like they're doing in Washington State. You heard Alan talking about it, I-1639 and others. And Arizona is a ballot initiative state where you sit, very volatile right now. We discussed it last week in Arizona, both on the Sunday Monster broadcast and Monday and Tuesday in Tombstone, where you've got a possibility with and there is a demographic shift going on in Arizona. You think Arizona, gun-loving, freedom-loving, real deal Democrats running it? Gun control coming here? Yes, it can happen. We have to stand up and fight, don't we?
Well, we really do, because this is what the illegal immigration is all about. The Democrats or the socialists cannot win on points, so they have to cheat. So they want to bring in massive numbers of illegals and say, look, we're going to give you a free house. And we're talking people that literally have been starving in some of these socialist third world countries. They say, look, come here. We'll give you a home. We'll give you food. We'll give you a car. We'll give you an Obama phone, et cetera. And if you vote for us, and we'll go ahead and register you, whether you're a citizen or not, it's okay. Come on in. And this is what they want. This is the why the push is on for open borders. George Soros, George Soros, you know, just like this caravan coming to our southern border now, somebody's paying their way. Somebody's feeding them. And I guarantee you, if you do a little digging, you're going to find the nasty fingerprints of Soros on there somewhere.
Oh, and I don't disagree. I think you're absolutely correct. And, you know, you deal with that illegal immigration there on the border in Arizona all the time. In fact, every time I leave Tombstone, I have to go to a checkpoint every time. Been there for years. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they have them around here from time to time in Georgia. We have a lot of illegal immigration. But we're getting ready to take a break. Johnny, when we come back, we're gonna cover some of A.W.R. Hawkins' amazing work over at Breitbart News while he's tending to some x-rays and his daughter and all that fun stuff that dads have to do. And we're going to cover some of those. But in the next segment, it's a short segment, I want to talk some guns with you, and I want to talk the Roland 460 cartridge. A lot of people probably heard about it but don't know about it, don't know that there's a 1911 chambered in a Roland 460. What is the 460? How did it come to mind with you? I know a little bit about it, but I want to hear it from the man whose name is Johnny Roland. We will come back with Johnny Roland and talk about that cartridge that he created and then a whole bunch of other fun stuff right here from the Crossbreed Holster Armed American Radio MonsterCast Studios. Don't go away. Okay, gun lover, your time is almost up. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. But this is your absolute last chance to win. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but there's just a few days left. So you're almost out of time. You have to hurry. You have to hurry. Just text ARMED to the number 87222 and get entered right now. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun each day. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 Glocks, maybe even that new SIG, but they're all going fast. All you have to do is text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and reveal which gun you can take home today. Just remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight, and it all ends very soon. Don't miss out now. The clock is ticking. Just text ARMED to 87222 and get entered to win your free gun right now. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222. ARMED, A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, located just outside Jackson, Mississippi, is the finest firearms training facility in the Southeast. We offer a wide range of courses, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced handgun courses with low light and force-on-force scenarios in our state-of-the-art shoot house. Other classes include defensive shotgun and rifle, active shooter, hand-to-hand, lethal force simulator, and more. Visit us at boondocksfta.com. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back." And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm when not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the gun box? The answer is yes, as the gun box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The gun box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com for more information and to buy today.
Hi,
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
This text armed, A-R-M-E-D, 87222, to get in on the up to 24 chances to win the gun that they're giving away from the USCCA that they want you to have, and they do. And a lot of you have won, and some of you have written me to let me know, mark@armedamericanradio.org, if you do win. Now, I want to let you know, you've heard me say lately that I have volunteered to be the billionaire, by the way. I'll go back to this in a second. But I've volunteered on air to be the billionaire to help fund the pro-rights movement. You know how the left's got these anti-gun billionaires like Bloomberg and Paul Allen, who's now deceased, and others that are giving them a ton of money. I volunteered on the air, on the record, to become the billionaire that would fund the right. So the odds are very high that I'm going to win the $2.0 billion in the Mega Millions jackpot on Tuesday. And I want you to know that if I do, I am continuing to sit in this seat. I'm just going to throw a whole bunch of money and help all of us in this process. Now, back to the texting armed. See how easy it is for me to get sidetracked? Armed to 87222 to get entered right now. Don't do it while you're driving, please. 24 guns given away, USCCA. This ends this week. They're going fast. Text armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. And I'll tell you something cool. If you listen to Sean Hannity's show, you're going to hear my voice again for the next couple of weeks as I'm telling Sean Hannity's listeners about this very same promotion. So jump on armed, A-R-M-E-D, at 87222. And then you'll go, hey, man, I know that voice. I listen to his show, and it's better than this one. Oh, let's go back to Johnny Rowland before I get myself in trouble. Johnny, how you doing, man?
Good, sir, good. Fun to be with you.
Hey, fun to have you here, too. All right, now, let's talk about the Rowland 460 cartridge. I had some audio queued up for you that I just decided, you know what, I'd rather hear it from you, but I watched a number of videos on your cartridge, and I don't think a lot of people know a whole lot about it. I mean, a lot of people do. A lot of shooters do. But a lot of folks out there now who just have a gun at home because they want a gun at home and might not be an enthusiast might not know about this incredible cartridge. The 460 is a hard hitter, man. Tell us about it. How'd you come up with it, and where can we get it, and where do we shoot it?
Well, I'll tell you, it's there's kind of a fun story there about how it happened. Realize that out in the country where I'm originally from, and certainly here today, I carry a gun all the time, like you. I mean, this is you know, one time the great legendary Bill Jordan, I heard someone say, Bill, do you have your gun? He said, do I have my pants on? Well, yeah. And so anyway, in Louisiana, we lived in a rural area and way out off in the woods. And I had a cougar come up on my deck. And, you know, I said, you know, a cougar, you can take a cougar with a .22 Magnum if you can get him to hold still. The trick is getting him to hold still. And we're talking 175 pounds of teeth and claws and spring steel muscle. You don't want to be wrestling with a cougar. And unfortunately, unlike in the movies and on some of these programs, accuracy under stress is not quite as simple or as easy right. as these folks. You need what we call stopping power. And I carried a large 44 Magnum revolver for a long time, but, you know, it was hard to get in the truck with it. And it was just, and then recoil from the 44 Magnum and muzzle blast is pretty horrendous. Well, I kept thinking if there'd be some way that I could somehow equal a 44 Magnum revolver, but do it in the slim and relatively lightweight, certainly portable 1911 platform. And I was good friends. Jim Clark Sr., the great pistol smith, was a mentor for me, great friend. And I began talking with him about it. And so he gave me some parts, and I began to experiment. And I had some friends at powder companies and all. And I hit a ballistic combination that no one knew existed, including me. And so I wound up with a compensated barrel from Clark Custom Guns. And we wound up getting with the power levels that I wanted, I couldn't do it in a regular 45 ACP case because somebody might put it in a in an unmodified 45 ACP gun. It's truly a 451 diameter bullet. It's like a 45 Magnum, but I called it the 460 to give it so people would understand it was a different cartridge. So we actually lengthened the chamber slightly, 16th of an inch, actually. So you can shoot the 45 in our barrel, because normally the headspace off the extractor anyway. You can shoot the 45 in ours most of the time, but you can't shoot a 460 in a 45, sort of like a 38 revolver with a 357 Magnum cartridge. The 357 Magnum will shoot a 38, but it won't shoot the 38 won't shoot a 357. So we're using components that are common, that are easy to come by, that are inexpensive, and it does get 44 Magnum performance, revolver performance, but it does it with much less noise, much less recoil. We're running about 1,000 foot-pounds of muzzle energy, 185-grain bullet, running about 1,575 feet per second out of the barrel. Easy to shoot. And plus, we gained an advantage in accuracy. I've always thought that the twist ratio, and we're a little technical here, but it won't last long. The twist rate was a little bit too slow, and realized the twist rate in a 45 ACP barrel dates from 1911. Well, technology's come along. Well, the manufacturers have stayed with that twist rate. Well, when you give them velocity, it increases stabilization of the bullets. And we've got guns shooting under 2-inch groups at 100 yards, 5-shot groups, and that's not terribly unusual. So, but it's easy to carry, and we've got some law enforcement carrying, because a lot of officers are out there by themselves. And let me tell you what, on patrol, sheriff's deputies, and when you've got one round of our cartridge equal to about 3 45 ACPs, 4 to 5 9 millimeters in striking power, and it's controllable. And that's why it's done so well. We've been more an enthusiast cartridge. We're becoming more mainstream now, sir.
Now, commercial, how many commercial manufacturers are chambering in the 460, Roland?
Well, we've got certainly Wilson Combat has for years. We sell conversions for 1911s, for Glocks, for a number of other guns as well. Simple barrel change in a spring. It's a very simple conversion. It uses the same magazine that the 45 ACP uses. It's the same overall length as 45 ACP, but the case is longer to keep it from chambering in a gun that's not set up for it.
Yeah, you'd have a catastrophic kaboom if you did that without it compensated. So that,
well,
you know,
be hard on the gun.
It'd be hard on the shit. But I'll tell you what, man, we got 30 seconds to go before we come back from a break. Really interesting stuff. You can look it up if you're not familiar with the cartridge and watch some of the videos. Outrageously cool and a good, hard-hitting, stopping power load. And I'll tell you, if the cops need it today, just outside Atlanta today, another Gwinnett County police officer murdered in the line of duty. You know, it's just been brutal out there across the country on law enforcement lately, so... Man, oh, man, if any of you law enforcement have information or need information, a lot of you listen. Some of you are listening in your patrol cars right now. If you want to talk with Johnny, let me know. Mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll put you in touch. We'll be back with Johnny Rowland right after this. We're going to start talking and covering some of AWR Hawkins stuff, too, and get Johnny's opinion and commentary on it. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Okay, gun lover, your time is almost up. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. But this is your absolute last chance to win. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but there's just a few days left. So you're almost out of time. You have to hurry. You have to hurry. Just text ARMED to the number 87222 and get entered right now. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun each day. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 Glocks, maybe even that new SIG. But they're all going fast. All you have to do is text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and reveal which gun you can take home today. Just remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight. And it all ends very soon. Don't miss out now. The clock is ticking. Just text ARMED to 87222 and get entered to win your free gun right now. That's A-R-M-E-D. To 87222. ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow.com. You know I love Mike Lindell. That guy jumps in the private MyPillow jet in Bismarck, North Dakota, and flies to Minneapolis so that he can sit with me at the Minnesota State Fair at AM 1280, the Patriot booth. AM 1280, the Patriot booth. You guys are streaming this show right now off my website. You know I love you. And sat down with me for 2 hours and co-hosted this broadcast on August 26th. I have the utmost respect for Mike Lindell. He is an incredible guy, and he supports this program by giving us that promo code. And you guys are killing it. Take advantage. Get a great product. Get a discount on it. And help Armed American Radio at the same time. It is a win-win situation. You get something. We get something. They get something. And America benefits because they get to hear guests like Johnny Rowland talk about all this fun stuff that we're talking about today. For those of you who are just jumping on the program to hear A.W.R. Hawkins, A.W.R. Hawkins had some personal things that he had to attend to today. Family comes first. I said, do not rush to get to the phone. Take care of your family. Everything's fine, but just had to take care of some stuff with his family. Do that first. We've got Johnny Rowland on the air with us here. Johnny, welcome back to the program, my friend. So great to have you here. Can I tell you something about Amy Schumer real quick?
Can I tell you? Wait, let me get a barf bag. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
You didn't eat before the program aired, right?
No, no, okay. Thankfully not. Go ahead. Yes.
All right, good. You're out in you're in Tombstone, Arizona. You're going to eat after the show. That's a good deal. You know, I retweeted this tweet today. I saw this at about 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock this morning when I was looking at some news. Amy Schumer wonders whether white NFL players who don't kneel are complicit in racism. So I sent the tweet out and I put it as stupid says. But I wonder, because there's only about three of those boneheads. I don't watch the NFL anymore. I got sick of them 3 years ago. I've turned them off. I've moved on with my life. I'm done with them for that particular reason. But I do know, just from seeing it around, that there's apparently only three or four players that are pulling that stupid stunt at this particular time. So my question to Amy Schumer is, you know, the NFL is about three-quarters black. Are the three-quarter black players that aren't kneeling, are they racist, complicit in racism as well? Here's my word for Amy Schumer, and you tell me if you agree. Amy Schumer's an idiot, and I'll leave it at that. Fair to say?
You know, I think you're being charitable. I think
The FCC makes me.
You know, I think you're being charitable. I think her IQ would be in the negative. Be in the negative category, because anyone that says something like that, I don't know what she's smoking, but she needs to change her brand of whatever it is. But you know what? She's one of the unreachables. You know, they call us deplorables. Let me tell you what, they're unreachables because they don't understand about logic, anything historical. I mean, they come with this nonsense. But you know what, Mark? The libs, and one of the reasons, you know, we've seen YouTube and Facebook back down a little bit from their anti-gun stance, because here's what the libs do, and the Hillaryites, they only talk to each other. They're not aware of even what goes on in our lives or world. They look down their nose at us, but they only talk to each other. In her circle of retards, that's what they discuss. And these people have become, they've taken stupid. You know what? Intelligence is measurable. All of us have a limit to our intelligence. But you know what? Stupid goes on forever.
Stupid is as stupid does. In her case, stupid is as stupid says. And, you know, when you, it is, it's all just blathering nonsense. And then it gets put out there by a mainstream media that is more concerned about telling us that Paula Abdul fell off a stage and Ariana Grande's boyfriend broke up with her. There's eight stories about it. Who gives a crap about that stuff? And yet they bombard us with it, you know. Let's go to some real journalism. Let's go to Arizona, of all things. And I'm talking about AWR Hawkins now. What I normally do with AWR is go through his writings at Breitbart, his pro-gun writings at Breitbart. We bring the writer's voice to the work all week. Well, he's not here, so we're going to do it for him. Kristen Sinema, who you're having to contend with in a campaign out there in Arizona, AWR tells us today, admits she would have voted no on pro-gun Brett Kavanaugh. Now, Arizona voters need to know that. And I don't know that that word is getting out. Now, Kristen Sinema is also the woman who just called a couple days ago stay-at-home moms leeches. All right, this is the nonsense that comes out. What can you tell us about Arizona? Is there a risk this woman could win this election? What do you think?
Well, you know what, Mark, when you in the Phoenix area, which is like 4 million people, and Phoenix suffers from what a lot of large cities do. When you start stacking people up, they start losing their minds. They start losing perspective. And some of these wackos, like Ms. Sinema, are just they're so far out of touch with the real world. And, again, they only talk to each other. But she's a nut. And I'm so hopeful. You know, Martha McSally was the first female fighter pilot. Actually, Martha was A-10 pilot. And, you know, she's no joke. Now, Martha and I don't agree on everything, but, you know, she's been down to Tombstone, and I've been on duty when, you know, in the parade, saw her a while back. And so, you know, there's not even a comparison. But Ms. Sinema is hoping to get enough illegals up here to vote for her, and you can count on this. The Democrats are going to cheat at every available opportunity. Count on it. So that's why I'm telling people, say, look, we got to show up. You know, the only way we'll lose this is by default. If we don't show and vote our minds, our conscience, and for the sane person in this, well, it's going to be a very, very sad day, sir.
The eyes of the nation are watching Arizona right now for a number of different reasons. You know, you've got 1639. This, I'm going to tie this together for you, listener. We discussed it last week on the MonsterCast. Let me bring you up to speed on this. Alan Gottlieb, who, by the way, is quoted in another Fox News piece today about another case in Seattle. We'll go there later. But 1639, the ballot initiative up there in Washington State, is being tested. It's a petri dish right now. And if 1639 is successful in Washington State, they're going to bring it to the ballot in 2020 in Arizona. That's what their attempt is. That's why Michael Bloomberg is spending the millions and millions and millions of dollars that he is. Arizona is the pro-gun, number one pro-gun state in the country, relatively speaking, widely regarded as, and he is dead set, Bloomberg, on knocking Arizona down a peg. And if he can knock Arizona down a peg, he thinks he can knock out Georgia and Kansas and Arkansas, which is constitutional carry. And he can knock out Virginia, and he can knock out Florida and these other pro-gun states. So the eyes of America are watching Arizona and this race carefully. A lot happening. A lot of paradigm shifts out there. A lot of dynamics in play with McCain now deceased. Lindsey Graham now very outspoken. I like to use the Urban Dictionary term. He's woke now. And he is. And now, you know, finally, right? Where's he been all this time? He finally saw his, and I do a pretty good impersonation of him. He finally saw his other friends on the other side of the aisle really don't give a crap about what he thinks. And just like he never knew, but we did for all these years, they do to him what they did to Brett Kavanaugh. They would do it to me, too. I don't think much that they're my friends, and I think Lindsey Graham sees that. So Arizona is being watched right now, and with all these different shifts, you know, Flake out of there and everything else, his name fits him well, a lot going on. That's a mess over there. Here's one for you, too, and I bet you didn't know this. Maybe you did. But AWR is reporting, latest poll, majority of Americans oppose, quote-unquote, assault rifles ban. Does that surprise you?
No, it does not surprise me. And so, you know, we saw the other day some of the most outrageous things. I remember we heard someone on the other side who was there out of the Denver area, and he was all concerned because he learned that someone within a few miles of the Denver airport owned an AR-15.
Oh, no.
And he was afraid for the aircraft. Well, you know what? I want to see that AR-15. You know what? I want to see that. We ought to issue that one to the troops. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right? That big, scary rifle. You know, we're getting ready to take a break. I got to tell you, a lot of listeners are concerned about my well-being because here in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios, Johnny, I've got three AR-15s leaning against the wall behind me. A lot of people are very concerned that I have my backs to them while I'm on the air. When we come back, we're going to wrap up this hour with Johnny Rowland, the myth, the legend, the man. Don't go away. I'll be right back for another segment with Johnny.
Hi, Armed American Radio listeners. If you are looking for a less lethal self-defense tool, check out the Taser Pulse. It is compact, easy to use, and doesn't require a license in most states. Using technology trusted by law enforcement, the Taser Pulse can be deployed from a distance of 15 feet and delivers a 30-second cycle, giving users the time they need to find safety. And if your device is left at the scene, Taser's Safe Escape program will replace it free of charge. With Taser Self-Defense, have the confidence and protection to live fearlessly.
Ever since I got my Taser Pulse, I don't worry about creepers when I'm out in the evenings or on runs by myself. I have class late at night, and it's comforting knowing I have my Taser device if I ever need to protect myself when I'm walking home from campus.
Taser Self-Defense is the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 15% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 15% off.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
My favorite talk host of all time is Mike Gallagher, and I'm really proud to say he's a friend. I love that. Welcome back to the program. We've got one more segment. Let me quick remind you, Armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, please. This ends this week, okay? To get your chance to win those 1 of 24 guns, a gun-a-day giveaway by the USCCA, the new gun flips every night at midnight. So make sure to check it out. Don't wait too long. If you don't like what you see, you know, free gun. I don't know what you don't like about it, but, you know, it's free. I'd bend down and pick it up if I saw it sitting on the ground, right? Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Don't forget to visit all of our sponsors, Mantis X, and the training tool there, promo code AAR. Take 10% off and get free shipping. It's a great deal. Everybody that's done it has loved it. Taser. Got to love the Taser. I got a Taser Pulse sitting right here in the studio with me. It won't jump up and bite me, I promise. But if lethal self-defense is not your gig, not your cup of tea or not your bag, this thing is probably right up your alley. Believe me. And I'm not going to take one for the team and put it on YouTube. Don't even ask me. I'm not going to do it. But promo code AAR. Take 15% off. I believe it's 10 or 15% over at Taser.com. That's a great deal over at Taser. Make sure to check them out, please. Taser.com. And then, of course, you've got all the rest of our sponsors there. You can find them scrolling across the bottom of the page. I know I'm leaving some out. I apologize. Let's get back over to Johnny Rowland. Johnny, we've got one more segment left. I'm going to read you an email, if that's okay. This is an interesting email.
Sure.
Let me set this up for you. While I was in Arizona, I was talking when I was at this broadcast, the Monster broadcast, Sunday broadcast, last week in Arizona at the Sheraton. I was talking about how Arizona is widely regarded as the most gun-friendly state in the country, and it is, and that's because of the method of carry. You don't need a permit. You go to carry, a law-abiding citizen, you go to Arizona, you carry your gun. Simple as that. Carry your gun, take it with you to Arizona, feel free. However, I made the comment, I see more no guns allowed signs in Arizona on one trip than I see in 13 years of living in Georgia. Okay? There's a reason. Now, here's the email. Matthew Murphy writes in, Mark, Tombstone is now Second Amendment City. On yesterday's Daily Defense, you mentioned that there were all kinds of signs around Tombstone saying no guns allowed. How can I claim to be a Second Amendment city when all the establishments say no guns allowed? Now, let me give you my answer, then I want to turn it over to you. Matthew, that's a great question. I've heard it before. Here's why. It's Arizona state law. It comes from alcohol-serving establishments, predominantly. I don't think I've ever seen a no-gun sign at a Stetson or gift shop, if you will. It only seems to be in restaurants that serve alcohol. Now, those signs in Arizona do carry the weight of law. What I mean by that is, if you walk into that establishment in violation of it, sit at the bar and have a beer, you can be charged with criminal trespass immediately. And the signage in Arizona doesn't have to meet a certain standard. Some owners of those establishments, for whatever reason, as their owners, have decided they don't want you in. You can walk away. Now, I have spoken, and I won't name two of the popular bars in Tombstone. I won't name them by name. Doesn't matter, Johnny. But I've spoken to the owners of them on both occasions, and both times I got the same response. We would prefer you didn't, but if you want to, let us know, and we'll check it for you. Now, under Arizona law, if a business tells you and has a sign that says no guns allowed, they, by law in Arizona, have to provide you a safe storage for that firearm while you're there. Most businesses, believe it or not, are not in compliance of that. But that's why that is. That's the alcohol-serving establishments. Johnny, you want to take that email from there?
Yeah, well, and you're right, Mark, pretty much. And realize that we have people from all over the country, all over the world, come to Tombstone. And some of these folks are not familiar with guns, and they want to make a statement. And also, you've got some people down there that just want to cause trouble. So what that is an insurance policy against someone coming in, drinking too much, and having a firearm, maybe not knowing how to handle it. A visitor, someone that may not be familiar with just how this goes. And you know, personally, and the law is that if you can go, if there's not a sign there, you can take your gun in a bar place that serves alcohol.
That's right.
But you're not, but you can't drink. You've got to say, if you got your gun, no drink. And so that's how that works.
And
so,
I got to stop. Let me stop you there, too, because I got to throw this disclaimer in, too, Johnny. And that is, Arizona is a constitutional carry, permitless carry state. You do not need a permit in hand to carry a firearm in Arizona. However, in order to carry into an establishment that serves alcohol, you must have a permit. Constitutional carry is permitless carry is prohibited. See, so Matthew, I what I'm telling you here is it's really state law that's in play here. And not every bar and restaurant has that sign.
That's right.
Are a lot that do. And when you're in an area like Scottsdale, like I'm at, which is lots of bars and great restaurants, you tend to see more of them in Arizona because state law allows for that, and it does carry the weight of law. You still have anti-gun people out there, even though it's a gun-friendly state. So I hope I answered your question. Johnny, did you want to put an exclamation point on that?
Well, I think you did really well, and you're right. And personally, I just prefer not to frequent a place that's not going to allow me to bring my gun in.
Now, there you go.
Unless, that simple thing. I go to where I can. Because, again, the bad people, the criminal is going to ignore the sign. You know, isn't it amazing how we see countries that want to disarm their citizens, and then the people go out there with their little signs and say, I want my freedom now. But you know that the signs don't work very well against bullets or knives or whatever else. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, they also don't work out. They don't work well against no food or drink in studio either. Hold on 1 second. I was getting a little bit thirsty there. So, yeah, there you go. A little bit of ice cold water and, you know, a lot of expensive equipment in here, Johnny, as you well know. Okay. Now, there is AWR wrote this up on the 21st, which is today, and I wanted to get your opinion on this with the last minute that we have. Gun control group urging people to text authorities and report armed citizens. And the name of the group is Guns Down America. Let's see where they're at. USA Today quoted Guns Down America director
Igor Volsky, saying, given the troubling political rhetoric we've seen over the last 2 years and that guns are far too easy to obtain, this campaign will help the majority of Americans who believe that fewer guns keep us safer fight back and cast their ballots free from fear of intimidation. Well, you know, I just read that for the first time. Here's what it ought to say. Given the troubling political rhetoric from the left that we've seen over the last 2 years and that guns are far too scary for those on the left, this campaign will help the majority of lefties who don't trust Americans feel a little better. My response to that is, go to hell. What's your response to that one?
Well, I tell you what, we have a special program, and it's called Adopt a Gun. Friend, if you have a gun out there that's troubling you at home, and you feel like it's a problem gun, we have families waiting to accept your troublesome gun. Sir.
You can head over to johnnyroland.com and find the contact information for that one, too. Hey, Johnny, I can't wait to have you back. I have thoroughly enjoyed our time together. Thank you for sticking with me for the extra hour. I can't wait to bring you back. Listen, I have a feeling we're going to make each other famous.
We'll do what we can. I think so, too.
Well, we'll have more information coming up about some things that you and I will collaborate on here in the very near future that we are talking about. And we'll get some, you know, maybe you might be able to watch me do this program on Johnny Rowland's TV channel, which would be an awful lot of fun.
There you go.
A whole bunch going on. Johnny Rowland, johnnyrowland.com. Thank you, sir. Listen, I tell you every show. I'm going to tell you now, too. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And remember, next hour is coming to you from Tombstone, Arizona. Enjoy that program. It's a fun one.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back." And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.